Welcome to the Financial Finish Line with Greg Lavelle, founder of RetirementAdvisors.net. With over 25 years of helping clients with pre- and post-retirement income planning, Greg is committed to always putting your needs first to help ensure you have a stable, reliable retirement. His comprehensive system for wealth accumulation and tax planning allows him to uncover the right strategies for you while at the same time preserving and protecting your wealth. Greg leverages his expertise in retirement income planning, including Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care, so he can assist you in mapping out the retirement income strategy that's right for you. And now, here's your host of the Financial Finish Line, Greg Lavelle.
Hello again, and thank you for joining us for the Financial Finish Line, a show built with your retirement goals in mind at RetirementAdvisors.net. I'm dedicated to helping you with your financial needs in retirement and to help you reach and push through that financial finish line. We have a great show for you today, packed full of thoughtful information that I believe will help you start the process of thinking about your own retirement goals, whether you're heading into or already in retirement. But first, let me introduce my co-host, Tracy Davis. Thank you, Tracy, for being with us today on the Financial Finish Line.
Thank you, Greg. And a big thank you to all of our listeners with us today. It's always the right time to begin planning for your future, so we're glad you've joined us.
Agreed. Some may think that it's too late for them to develop a plan for income in retirement, particularly if you're already in retirement. But I disagree. So don't put off today what can massively benefit you in the future.
We talk a lot about retirement on the Financial Finish Line and how there's a difference between preparing for your retirement and managing your retirement. And to start off, I know you'd like to focus on learning how to prepare for retirement. And later in the show, we'll shift gears and focus on managing your retirement.
Yes, our listeners might think that these are one and the same, but from my experience, they're two different issues and we need to approach them differently. Let's get started. Before we do, I want to remind everyone about the phone number in case somebody wants to ask a question or maybe set up an appointment for your free retirement readiness assessment. The number to call is 888-637-3847, or you can go to our website, retirementadvisors.net. The phone number is 888-63-RETIRE.
So when we're talking about preparing for your retirement, is there a one-size-fits-all choice? Like, is this what everybody does to prepare for retirement?
If it was that easy, my job would be pretty simple. We all know that retirement's not one-size-fits-all. Every individual has a different view on what their retirement should look like, and that's okay. For some, it's the idea of getting out of the routine of the daily grind, and for others, it's maybe traveling or spending time with the family or grandkids, or maybe even doing some volunteering. So the idea of retirement is different for all of us. As I work with the people currently heading into retirement, the baby boomer generation, their retirement looks much different than what their parents' retirement was. The strategy of parking your dollars in those high-paying CDs and living off the interest and never touching the principal has been gone for quite some time now. We've been at this low interest rate environment for many years, and strategies that worked well 20 or 30 years ago need to be re-examined because times have changed. Employer-sponsored pensions are rare these days as well. Parents of the baby boomers often had that guaranteed income from those pensions, from those 30-year careers at one job. Today, I think it's common to change jobs 8 to 12 times in our career. So things have definitely changed. We also see the baby boom generation always on the go as well. In fact, they're busier now in retirement than they were when they were working.
Oh, sure. Yeah. A lot of people have their bucket list of things that they want to do.
Exactly. Yeah. They all have that idea of the bucket list. I want to do this, this, and this. And we all know that that type of lifestyle costs money. So we need to think and plan carefully. So, as we're preparing for retirement, we need to be considering how we're going to be able to do that. When our clients are 3 to 5 years away from retirement, this can be an opportune time to really put additional monies away. And I would highly recommend doing everything you can to make that happen. Let's look at maximizing your retirement plan contributions, like in a 401k, 403b, or 457 plan. Doing this could help out immensely in the future. Those last 3 to 5 years before retirement, we want to try to put as much money as we can away because hopefully our debt situation has been reduced. Hopefully, your home is paid off and kids are gone and you can really put some additional savings away. There are limits imposed by the IRS regarding the maximum amount you can contribute to qualified retirement savings plans like the 401k, 403b, or 457 plan. For 2022, the limit for most people is $20,500 in contributions. But for those of us who are age 50 and over, the IRS allows you to do an additional catch-up contribution of $6,500, bringing your total limit on contributions up to $27,000 for those age 50 and above. Again, in the years leading up to your retirement, you should be taking advantage of this if you can, especially if you can get that employer match for at least part of it.
So, Greg, if people want to come in and talk to you about preparing for retirement, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
The phone number to call is 888-637-3847 or 888-63-RETIRE. And you can also connect with me through the website, retirementadvisors.net.
You mentioned to me earlier about a six-step approach to preparing for retirement. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
You bet. We're going to look at and identify six different things here. So number one, we want to develop a hard budget. Number two, what is our debt load? What does it look like? Is it good debt or bad debt? And number three, we want to look at all income sources in retirement. Number four, we want to determine what that gap is going to be in order to meet the budgets or how much income we're going to need to take from our savings in order to meet this gap. Then we want to develop a retirement income plan and we want to figure out a withdrawal strategy to meet the gap and we want to maintain discipline. Finally, you'll want to make sure that all of your legal documents are in order.
One of the other things that you mentioned was a hard budget. And I know for a lot of people, that's probably a little bit tough.
Yeah, but the reality is we need to have that good, hard budget. A budget that takes into account what we're actually spending. Without that in place, before you know it, you're spending $50 to $100 a month at Starbucks because you're buying a latte every other day, for example, and that may not be in the budget. We need to know exactly what we're spending. Think about where every dollar is being spent. Now, the budget needs to account for everything. So again, we're calling this our hard budget. That way, there's no surprises down the road.
Well, if you'd like to make an appointment with Greg, the number to call is 888-637-3847. And you can connect with him through their website, retirementadvisors.net. Let me circle back around to number three on your list, and that was examining all of your sources of income in retirement. I've heard it said that when you retire, all the rules change. In a 2020 survey conducted by Charles Schwab, 72% of the study's 500 pre-retiree respondents said they worried about running out of money after they retire. So we see that people are very much thinking about sources of income in retirement in order to not run out of money. Greg, in your decades of experience, what have you found?
I would say that's in line with what my experience has been while working with many pre-retirees preparing for their retirement. I can't blame people for being concerned. Increased longevity is mostly a blessing, but poses some challenges. How are you going to pay for and have monthly income throughout a lengthy retirement?
Is this why people come to see you?
There's a lot of reasons why people take advantage of the free retirement readiness assessment that we offer. Sometimes it's the first time they've actually stopped to think about some of the complexities of income in retirement. Other times, people have been working with a financial professional that has helped them with accumulation and growing their assets, but they want a second opinion about how to approach their retirement journey. I'm glad to meet with anyone that has questions about their finances in retirement.
The survey went on to reveal that 60% of pre-retirees worry about not getting a regular paycheck in retirement. That's a legitimate fear because, like I said earlier, all the rules change in retirement. Can you walk us through some potential sources of income that retirees could have?
Sure. Well, first, of course, is Social Security benefits. I know that some people worry about it being there for them when they retire, but I'm confident that it'll be funded and in place for years to come. It's a guaranteed source of income in retirement, and like we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, 2022 marks something pretty big for Social Security benefits, a 5.9% jump in the COLA, which is the cost of living adjustment that the Social Security Administration determines is necessary for seniors to maintain their living arrangement. In fact, that's the largest jump in the cost of living adjustment in 39 years. So that is pretty big. Will it be enough to live on? That's not a simple question to answer. And of course, it depends on what lifestyle you want to have in retirement. I think it's safe to say that most people are not satisfied living off of Social Security benefits alone. Like we mentioned earlier, today's retirees often have that bucket list of things they want to do, and if you layer on top of that the fact that we're living longer, that can be a significant amount of income in retirement to account for.
Okay, Social Security is the first source of income in retirement. What's next?
The next is defined benefit plans or pensions. Outside of government employees, these are largely going away, which is really too bad. They're set up for lifetime income, but not always for you and a spouse. It's very important to make the proper elections or choices when beginning pension payments. Next is what most people are familiar with, and that's a 401k or IRA. Unlike the first two sources, these do not carry guarantee of a lifetime payout. If you have it available to you, you should definitely take advantage of it, especially if your employer offers a match to funds that you contribute. Not doing that is like leaving money on the table. Typically, 401ks and IRAs are subject to market volatility, and there's always a great debate in the financial professional world as to what the right rate of withdrawal to make your money last throughout retirement is.
So let's run down the list. Social Security, employer pensions, 401ks, and IRAs. Are there any other sources of income in retirement?
There's also fixed annuities and fixed index annuities, and these typically also offer an option to add an income rider that will pay out income for the lifetime of the contract holder. This income rider is an additional expense, and lifetime payouts are backed by the claims-paying ability of the insurance company. They're an insurance product and therefore not subject to market volatility. I've seen them to be very popular with many baby boomers.
Are there any other sources of income in retirement?
There are several others that I don't have time to get into, but I'll just list a few. Bonds and CD laddering. Investment real estate, as in rental property income. Home equity. Reverse mortgages. Part-time work as part of a phased retirement. Maybe you don't need to fully retire all at once. Maybe you just cut back on the work for the beginning of your retirement. For example, when major league sports are being played, many retirees take part-time seasonal work as customer service agents and ushers. So to summarize, these are options for income in retirement beyond just Social Security. What is right for you? Like I've said before, your retirement goals and objectives are unique to you, and only you can decide what's best for you. A good place to start would be to schedule an appointment with me to start your free retirement readiness assessment. Give me a call to schedule that appointment at 888-637-3847 or 888-63-RETIRE. You can also connect with me through my website, which is retirementadvisors.net.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to The Financial Finish Line with Greg Lavelle, President and CEO of RetirementAdvisors.net. And we've been talking about six areas of focus for financially preparing for your retirement journey. Greg, you had shared with me a statistic regarding something that's going to affect I believe like 70% of Americans over the age of 65. What's that about?
So that is correct. More than 70% will need some type of long-term care in the future. We don't know how severe or the extent of the long-term care, but it's important to have this as part of your retirement income plan. So long-term care has been dramatically different over the years. For us, we no longer do the insurance-based long-term care products. It's all asset-based long-term care with minimal underwriting. And you need to plan for the eventuality of something that may happen to you in the future. Because the problem is people run out of money. Would you take a guess, Tracy, and tell me how many people you think will run out of money in retirement?
Well, I'm going to say 1 out of 6.
Close. Almost 20% of people run out of money in retirement. Where you have your funds today determines what your future could be. You need at least 3% on your money to keep up with inflation. Inflation is averaging 3% a year over the last 50 years, so if you make less than 3%, you essentially are losing money. Market-based investments have potential risk of principal loss, so we prefer to look at some guaranteed income options to help you meet your financial needs for the rest of your life in retirement, to take care of the expenses that are ongoing and that need to be met. So, we've been helping families for more than 20 years. We've helped a lot of people plan a retirement income strategy that addresses all their financial needs in retirement. We usually start working with folks in their 60s and we set up a distribution strategy. I like to say that there are three phases of money: accumulation, preservation, and distribution. And so we start working with folks at the end of their accumulation phase into the preservation phase. And then, eventually, when they fully retire, into their distribution phase.
The years leading up to one of the largest changes in your lifetime, retirement, are important and can affect your lifestyle for many years to come. And speaking of many years to come, we're not done. There's certainly more to manage while in retirement, right?
Oh, absolutely, Tracy. We just finished talking about that six-step process of preparing for retirement. Now we're going to move on to three areas of focus for managing your finances while in retirement. Number one, you'll want to evaluate your current portfolio. When a client comes into the practice for the first initial consultation, I'm just getting to know them and getting an understanding of what they're doing and what they want to accomplish. In later visits, we'll start digging into what their current portfolio looks like. Number two is we want to plan our asset withdrawals. There needs to be a plan in place. And this, I think, is what throws most people kind of off the deep end. They don't understand or they don't comprehend how to take withdrawals from their retirement accounts or which ones are best to draw from at certain points in their lives. And then number three, we want to monitor that plan and make good decisions. So I want to spend some time on each of those areas today. Let's start with number one, evaluating your current portfolio. Many people believe that mutual funds are too risky for retiring. Not necessarily. If you were comfortable with a certain portion of mutual funds in your portfolio before you retired, there's a really good chance that you'll be comfortable with that same proportion for some time during your retirement. And historically, this asset class has kept up with inflation time and again. Because of this, it's not necessarily wrong to have equities in your portfolio. So we're on to step two in managing our assets in retirement, and that would be planning for our withdrawals. I think what trips people up the most that I see when they come into the practice is they have their retirement accounts, but they don't know which one maybe to use first. From a tax efficiency standpoint, they don't know how much they could take out and so on and so forth. There's three different kinds of withdrawal methods. Real quick, I'll touch on those three. You have dollar adjusted withdrawals, percentage withdrawals, or percentage withdrawals with a ceiling and a floor. And it's not a one size fits all approach to withdrawals. We want to figure out which withdrawal strategy makes the most sense for our clients and what they're trying to accomplish. With dollar-adjusted withdrawals, you're going to determine a fixed amount based on your need to meet your budget. Pretty simple. Then we increase it each year based on inflation. So let's say, for example, that you needed a 3% withdrawal from your retirement account and that totals $30,000. If we end up with a 2% inflation in that year, then you're going to go ahead and take out an additional 2% to account for that inflation. The second withdrawal method to consider is a straight percentage withdrawal that is not adjusted for inflation. With this strategy, you have to be willing to spend less when the account balances are down. You'll want more discipline with this approach for sure, because you'll have to spend less in those leaner years. The third method is what we call a percentage withdrawal with a ceiling and a floor. This method starts with a percentage withdrawal, but it adds an upper ceiling and a lower floor limit. The annual withdrawals will vary, but the floor and the ceiling keep fluctuation within a set range. So we need to be disciplined in staying to that range. We also want to be strategic in our withdrawals and in which area we take that from, because that's critical in terms of tax efficiency and can have a significant impact on your overall spending ability in retirement. The last area of focus for maintaining our finances in retirement is monitoring your portfolio. Once we've set everything in motion and you have that plan laid out, we're going to be monitoring that plan. And we know from surveys of pre-retirees and those in retirement that being conscious of the amount of income tax that retirees need to pay is a high priority. Earlier, we talked about the importance of having a plan, and I want to add to that by talking about taxes. Specifically, I'm asking the question, do you have a ticking tax bomb? What does that mean? So if you heard our show that we did a few weeks ago about taxes, we discussed how potential amounts are taxed, qualified, non-qualified, etc. If you have a qualified tax deferred account that is taxable upon withdrawal, that could potentially be a ticking tax bomb, especially if taxes go up in the future. So how do you know if you have a ticking tax bomb? Well, typically, I like to say, as a rule of thumb, if you have more than 70% of your retirement savings that you have not paid taxes on yet, you've got a real potential issue there.
So, Greg, what can a person do? Is it possible to prevent that tax bomb from eventually going off?
One key is to consider that all investments are taxed at one point in time, so there's no magic way to avoid paying taxes on your portfolio or any of your investments completely. You can control when you pay them, though. I'd like to give you several options today that we recommend to our clients. These are ways to deal with a ticking tax bomb. The first one is to spend your money and enjoy it right now. This is obviously a favorite option for many people. While many retirement income planners don't want you to ever spend your money, we want you to enjoy your money. You work way too hard and sacrifice for way too many years to not spend and enjoy your money. You never know when you're going to pass away and when your spouse might pass away or if your health declines. One way that you can help yourself with a ticking tax bomb is spending it right now when taxes are likely lower than they will be in the future, and therefore avoiding paying potentially more in taxes than you are right now. A great way that you can help yourself spend confidently is with an actual written income plan. This way you'll know where your money is coming from, when it's coming, and why we're taking it out of these accounts. The second option is to defer paying your taxes, but you can only defer it for a certain amount of time. At age 72, something happens. It's called a required minimum distribution, or an RMD for short. The federal government has been letting you defer your taxes, and when you turn 72, they want to collect their tax revenue. And this continues each year that you age after that. So at 72, you have to take a specific amount based on how much qualified assets you have, and you have to take that out and pay your taxes. So what happens if you don't? It's a very steep penalty, 50% on what you were supposed to withdraw and failed to. So the government is pretty serious about getting their tax revenue once you turn 72. A third option is to convert it, and this is known as a Roth conversion. There's no limit on how much you can convert, and this way you can determine when you'll be paying your tax burden on your qualified accounts while you know exactly what tax rates are instead of waiting until you pay your RMDs and you don't know what your tax rate will be in the future. So, considering that taxes are likely lower than they will be in the future, and that all investments are taxed at one point in time or another, when do you want to pay your taxes? On a potentially lower tax rate. We can help you determine if that is in your best interest, and we can make sure that you're doing it efficiently, converting in an efficient manner that is not pushing you up into higher tax brackets while you're doing it as well. The fourth one is to actually give it away, to gift it. So, say that you don't need income from your required minimum distributions. You can take those and give them away to a church or a charity of your choosing. If you do it appropriately and strategically, then you don't have to claim anything on your tax return. You can gift it away, and that's another option that is rarely discussed if you don't need income. And then the fifth and final one is to insure it, and you can insure through many different vehicles. The two most common are fixed annuities and life insurance. An annuity may provide you with lifetime income based on the type of annuity that you purchase. And you can also pay your taxes now at a potentially lower rate and put your conversion into life insurance, which will grow tax-free. And your survivors will receive a benefit from it. So those are strategies that we can help you to determine if they're in your best interest. I'd love to meet you face-to-face. We can even chat over the phone, and I can answer any questions you have regarding the tax liability of your investments and how to potentially increase your efficiency with those investments. My phone number is 888-637-3847 or 888-63-RETIRE. Give me a call to set up an appointment for your free retirement readiness assessment. You can even make that appointment from my website, retirementadvisors.net, by clicking on the Retirement Readiness Assessment icon in the upper right corner. Have a great week, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Securities offered through Client One Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Retirement Advisors and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated. Licensed insurance professional. Respond and learn how financial products, including life insurance and annuities, can be used in various planning strategies for retirement. This material has been prepared for informational and educational purposes only. It is not intended to provide and should not be relied upon for accounting, legal, tax, or investment advice. Licensed to sell insurance in the following states: Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Maine. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in a period of declining values. Any reference to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity products are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company.